Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover when is the best time to plant potatoes in your garden and remind everyone of the upcoming Extension programming, like our next Teach and Taste class, March 11th. But first, as the weather slowly begins to warm up, many Kansans are eager to get back to the garden. Work can begin on spring vegetables like peas and lettuce. Try planting peas as soon as the soil dries up and the temperature of the soil reaches over 40 degrees Fahrenheit. If you have a limited garden space, container gardens might be the answer. Residents of apartments, condominiums, retirement homes, and houses on small lots can still enjoy gardening. Also, containers are more mobile. You can enjoy your plants more fully by locating them on patios, balconies, and window boxes. Older gardeners can plant and tend to the containers when standard gardening may be too strenuous. Container gardening, however, is not without problems, especially in Kansas. A plant growing in an exposed location can be under more stress and will need a more regular watering regimen. The effects of the hot, dry winds may be more severe than a conventional garden. Large containers may be expensive and difficult to move when filling with potting mix, but the advantages far outweigh the problems. With that said, when is the best time to plant potatoes in our area? For Kansas gardeners, St. Patrick's Day means something much more than wearing your favorite green outfit. Traditionally, this Irish holiday signals the date for planting potatoes. But actually, any time from mid to late March is fine for potato planting, says K-State Extension, as long as the soil temperatures are above 45 degrees Fahrenheit. Remember to buy seed potatoes rather than using those intended for cooking. Potatoes from the grocery store shelves may be old and should be avoided, as they often require a longer growing season and result in a smaller harvest. Instead, look for seed potatoes that are certified disease-free and have plenty of starch to sprout as quickly as the soil temperatures allow. Most seed potatoes can be cut into four pieces. Each seed should weigh between 1.5 to 2 ounces, and likely to have more than one eye. Each pound of seed potatoes should yield 8 to 10 pieces. Cut the seed potatoes 2 or 3 days before planting so that the freshly cut surfaces have a chance to toughen and harden off, which provides a protective coating that prevents the seed pieces from rotting when planted. Storing seed in a warm, humid location during this time will speed up the process. Plant each piece 1 to 2 inches deep and 8 to 12 inches apart in rows. Although it is important to plant potatoes in March, they emerge slowly, and it is often mid to late April before the new plants poke their way through the soil. Cover the protected plants from any late frost that may occur. As the potatoes grow, pull soil up to the base of the plant. New potatoes are borne along the main stem of the plant, above the planted seed piece. It is also important to keep sunlight from hitting the new potatoes. There are many different ways to grow our potato plants one can explore. In my wheat news, for those farmers that are grazing their wheat, cattle should be removed from the wheat pastures when the crop reaches first hollow stem. Grazing past this stage can severely affect the wheat yields. Monitoring of the wheat needs to be done each week before the wheat reaches first hollow stem. In my extension news, looking for a place to showcase your homegrown and homemade products this summer? The McPherson County Farmers Market is now inviting vendors for the 2026 season. Starting June 6th and running every Saturday till the end of September, the market will be open from 7:30 to 11 at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building. If you raise it, bake it, grow it, or make it, we'd love to have you join us. To reserve your space or learn more about becoming a vendor, contact the McPherson County Extension Office today. Join us this summer at the McPherson County Farmers Market, where local meets fresh every Saturday morning beginning June 6th. Again, This is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.